Sefer Yoshua, Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. So Yoshua and the people have discussed it and come to the Bris Shel Ahava with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The people have committed themselves to serving Hashem. The Malbim says, Biroma Muso, not just out of this fear or the calculation of Schar Va'onesh that might be involved, but rather because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, because of what he represents to us, because of he himself, which is why it was so important to put aside the Avodah Zarah, as Yoshua said in the last Pasuk, because that would be a diminishing of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, as we just said, Edim, we are witnesses. Having the Avodah Zarah with you at a time when you simply said right away that there's no Shutfis, that there's no lower level deity to help, it would be a complete contradiction in terms. So put aside the Avodah Zarah, said Yehoshua. Pasuk Chaf Dalet, Vayomru Ha'am El Yehoshua, Es Hashem Elokeinu Na'avod, Uvekolo Nishma. And so the people said to Yehoshua, and this time it's plural, not singular, perhaps because each individual is taking upon himself the responsibility to do this. Hashem, our Lord, we will serve, and to his words, to his voice, we will listen. Not just na'aseh v'nishma, but na'avod v'nishma in this particular case. So we are saying that we are permanently committing ourselves. We are accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingdom again, just like we did at Har Sinai. So in some ways, this is a reenactment of Har Sinai for Klal Yisrael. This is an enormous event in the history of the Jewish people. A new bris, as we're about to see the word bris coming up finally in the next pasuk. They also said the word, Es Hashem Elokeinu Na'avod. Before, we were talking about just the word Hashem, or the word Elokeinu. We were using the phrases for mercy. When we say Hashem Elokeinu, we are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just if he is merciful towards us, but no matter what, whether it's din or rachmanis, we are going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very interesting point that the Me'am Loez makes, is that in the original commitment, when we said that we would not leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu and will serve him, we didn't use both terms, the Me'am Loez brings down. Whereas here, we say no. Before we said, in Chaf Aleph, lo ki es Hashem na'avod, and now we say, es Hashem Elokeinu na'avod, that no matter what his actions, we are going to be steadfast. Pasuk Chaf Hei, Vayichros Yehoshua Beris La'am Bayom Ha'u. And so Yehoshua forged a covenant with the people that day. La'am can mean on behalf of the people, for the people. It can also mean with the people. So dictuk-wise, it's interesting to point out that he is making sure that this bris is absolutely thorough and new. Vayosem lo chok u'mishpat b'shchem, and he made it a chok, a statute, where you don't necessarily have to understand the reasons, and a mishpat, a law, at Shechem. So this is a very significant bris that is being made by Yehoshua on behalf of the people or together with the people. And the Me'am Loez brings down that this surpasses the earlier covenants in several ways. By being made after the fact that the land was ours, it had been conquered, distributed, the people had it, nobody could claim that we did it under duress so that if you defeat the Canaanim, then we'll fulfill it. No, this is when we are at the moment of triumph and we make a bris. It is a total recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the creator, the source of all of our existence. And that is part of a bris that had not been mentioned in earlier ones. Not just that we are chosen, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, as we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, that oneness for the entire universe. And also, third of all, this idea of din and rachmanis, we accept no matter how we are treated, no matter what punishment or treatment we have earned, we accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether he is judging us or whether he is treating us mercifully. The Choku Mishpat, some say that what Yehoshua meant by that was that he reviewed all the laws in the Torah. So the Choku Mishpat B'Shchem was a Mishneh Torah of everything for Klal Yisrael. The Malbim says, Sodor lehem takanos vehekim lefi tzorach ha'aretz. I'm sorry, takanos vechukim lefi tzorach ha'aretz. And these are mentioned in the Gemara, that there were, if I remember correctly, 10 takanos that Yehoshua made, including using pathways through the fields as thoroughfares for people to be able to travel, situations of rainy season and hot season, all of these rules of life in Eretz Yisrael, v'chai bohem, many of these takanos were made here and now at this moment. And so now that the bris is completed, it will be recorded, and then the final days of Yehoshua will approach.